Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3582. Just doing a quick little news wrap-up about Star Wars stuff in particular, thinking about Star Wars movies re-releases, which is pretty exciting stuff if it's nearby you anywhere, and yeah, maybe it's not, so we'll talk about it. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you so much to the patrons who help make this possible every single day with their support at patreon.com/SW7X7. So May the 4th is coming up, and yes, there's all sorts of stuff happening around that. Everybody's releasing new merch and fun stuff like that. That's all well and good, and that's fine. Personally, the thing that I tend to do these days around May the 4th is there is a virtual 4K, and May the 4K be with you, that happens through Epic Races, and it is a fundraiser for cancer research. And considering that I am a cancer survivor, it's, you know, kind of right in my wheelhouse. So that's one of the things I will be checking out. One of the things I will not be checking out, and it's one of those fortunately, unfortunately situations, is the marathon of the Skywalker saga. You've probably heard that this is happening on May the 4th, which is actually not exactly accurate. It's starting on May the 3rd at around 8 p.m. local time in just a few theaters across the country, excuse me. Yeah, this is not happening in a lot of places. It's kind of like when they did the marathon when they released The Force Awakens, where it was only available in select theaters, but this is even fewer theaters, actually. It's only like 14 or 15 theaters. And three of them are in California. So yeah, you know, that definitely narrows it down for the rest of the country. There is one happening near me in Massachusetts, but I'm not gonna be going because my son is graduating on May the 4th, a heck of a day for it. So yeah, I'm perfectly happy to be missing the Skywalker saga for that particular occasion. Now, last year, of course, was the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi, and Return of the Jedi made a limited engagement return to theaters that year. This year, The Phantom Menace, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary, is also making a limited return to theaters, and definitely not as limited as the Skywalker saga situation is. But so far, it looks like it's only happening for 1 week. So if you want a chance to see it on the big screen and see if they do a special edition of The Phantom Menace, which actually was the April Fool's joke that I did a couple of years ago, that they would actually do a special edition of The Phantom Menace, then you gotta make sure you get your tickets on time. The marathon screenings for the Skywalker saga are entirely sold out already. So yeah, you know, if you want your shot at The Phantom Menace, get your tickets soon. And apparently there's something else related to watching all 9 of the Skywalker saga movies, but nobody who is listening to this podcast will be eligible for this thing. Apparently some company is offering to pay $1,000 to someone who will watch all 9 movies, but the person has to have no familiarity with the movies at all or has never seen them. Basically, they're looking for Padawans, as they put it. And this may be a thing, because I think I saw something recently about a similar offer for people who haven't seen all the Fast and Furious movies, and I could actually apply for that one, but definitely not for the Star Wars one. But getting back to the May 4th idea, I would love to know what your plans are for May the 4th, if you have any particular traditions or rituals that you follow, any things that you love to do on a particular May 4th. Yeah, please share them in the comments on YouTube if you're catching the video version of this. If you're catching this on Spotify, head to the Q&A. And if you're catching this anywhere else, head to the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com. I would love to hear about it. And that's what I've got for you on this episode of the podcast. And if you enjoy the show, I hope you'll consider leaving a rating or review, hitting a like or a subscribe or a follow or a join button, telling your friends that this daily dose of Star Wars joy exists for them, and even maybe even considering helping to support me as an independent creator with the offers and levels at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.